After months of hearings and heated debate, John Bolton took the mantle of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations earlier today, not after Senate confirmation, but through a recess appointment by President Bush. The president defended his decision in a brief statement from the White House.
Because of partisan delaying tactics by a handful of senators, John was unfairly denied the up or down vote that he deserves. As a result, America has now gone more than 6 months without a permanent ambassador to the United Nations. This post is too important to leave vacant any longer, especially during a war and a vital debate about UN reform. So today I've used my constitutional authority to appoint John Bolton to serve as America's ambassador to the United Nations.
John Bolton will fill that role until January 2007. Joining us now to talk about what he may face when he reaches New York is Carl Inderfirth. He served as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. for Special Political Affairs from 1993 to 1997. He is now a professor at George Washington University's Elliott School for International Affairs. He's with us from Charlestown, Rhode Island. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Delighted to be here.
Do you think the controversies that attended John Bolton's nomination in Congress will follow him to the U.N.?
Well, he's carrying a lot of baggage when he goes to the UN because he's going there without Senate confirmation. And he's also going there with, it had been an inside the Beltway knowledge about Bolton's rather aggressive style, hard-nosed style. It's now something that is common knowledge around the world. So he's got something to deal with when he goes there.
But he's obviously got the confidence of the President of the United States. Will that be more important in the long run, do you think?
Well, certainly he has president's backing, and that is critical for any diplomat going to a new assignment. But I think the real question here is, will Bolton be Bolton? We know what his style is. Will he trim his sails? Will he reflect what Secretary Rice has called for, which is greater diplomatic engagement and cooperation during the president's second term? We'll need to find out which John Bolton is going to New York.
The president also said that the main reason he wants John Bolton at the United Nations is precisely because he's such a critic of the UN, such an advocate for reform. Obviously, reform is one of the major issues that's confronting the UN as it goes ahead in the next few months.
Absolutely, and we do need full attention on the UN reform issue because Secretary General Kofi Annan, back in September of 2003, said the UN was at a fork in the road. It's crunch time now. He has made his recommendations. He, Secretary General Annan, has made recommendations. He has called for world leaders to convene in September in New York to go through these recommendations on Security Council expansion, on getting rid of the discredited Human Rights Commission, on streamlining the Secretariat. So we need our first team there. And the hope is that John Bolton will rise to the occasion.
And obviously, it was not an option to go into this critically important session, which begins in, next month, September, without an ambassador at the UN.
Well, actually, we have an acting ambassador there now, Ann Patterson, who has gotten very good reviews for her work. And actually, Secretary Rice has appointed a special advisor on UN reform, Ambassador Shireen Tahir Kelly, who has been working this issue. So there's already a nucleus there of people that have been carrying the U.S. message on reform. Let's hope that John Bolton will go there and work with them.
Mm-hmm. And when you say, will Bolton be Bolton, he's been known in the past to make, blunt might be the best word, or perhaps undiplomatic statements. How is that, if that's his attitude, how is that going to play at the United Nations?
Well, it won't play very well. The U.N. is made up of 191 nations and therefore 191 ambassadors. I think that the most important thing for him to do when he gets to New York is to demonstrate that he is willing to listen to what others have to say. That would be somewhat different from his approach in the past. And he also has to recognize that he's following in the footsteps of some of our leading statesmen and politicians who have been there: Henry Cabot Lodge, Adlai Stevenson, the first George W. Bush, Andrew Young, the list goes on and on, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Jean Kirkpatrick, Madeleine Albright, Senator John Danforth. He's got very big shoes to fill, and the hope, again, is that he will rise to the occasion.
Carl Inderfirth, thanks very much for joining us today.
Delighted.
Carl Inderfirth served as the ambassador to the UN for special political affairs under President Clinton. He now teaches at George Washington University and joined us today from Charlestown in Rhode Island.